Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting third. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Al Kaline. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting seventh. The catcher, Lou Berberet. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ozzie Virgil. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bunning. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jim Bunning. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The left fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Hank Bauer. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting seventh. The catcher, Harry Chiti. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ken Hamlin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Herbert. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Ray Herbert. And now, play ball. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virgil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lump moves to third. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Herzog for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. GT settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer takes first base on ball four. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bauer. The throw from Berberet and he is safe. Bauer steals second. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bauer scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti hits a ball on the ground towards second. Bowling scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Berberet moves to second. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning hits a pop-up towards short. Hamlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. Yost hits a fly ball into left field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Berberet tags and scores. Two outs. It's Tigers, 1, Athletics, 1. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virgil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito. Lump reaches second base with a double. Snyder goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Athletics. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Herzog hits a line drive towards third. Yost reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaburn is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a line drive towards third. Carey reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bauer takes first base on ball 4. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bauer. The throw from Berberet and he is out, bowling applying the tag. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Carey reaches second base with a double. Harry Chee-T is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-T is 0 for 1 in the game. Chee-T hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carey moves to third. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Hamlin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Hamlin reaches second base with a double. Carey scores. Chee-T moves to third. It's 3-1, Athletics. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet fires to third and they've got Chee-T trapped. The throw back to Berberet, who tags Chee-T for the out. Two outs. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 0 for 1 in the game. Herbert hits a pop-up towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Berberet hits a pop-up towards short. Hamlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth pinch hits for Jim Bunning. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Aguirre now pitching. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Herzog hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Maxwell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Seaburn hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Bauer strikes out. Two outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Carey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Tigers, 3, Athletics, 3. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. Colavito hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bauer. Colavito reaches second base with a double. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berberet hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Colavito moves to third. One out. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Neil Chrisley pinch hits for Hank Aguirre. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley hits a fly ball into left field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Sisler now pitching. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chiti strikes out. One out. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hamlin strikes out. Two outs. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 0-for-2 in the game. Herbert hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berberet settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-3 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-3 in the game. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Maxwell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virgil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virgil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Herzog hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Cash is called out on strikes. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kaline hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Herzog. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Colavito strikes out. Two outs. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berberet is walked intentionally. Sandy Amoros pinch hits for Ozzie Virgil. Sandy Amoros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amoros hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Amoros for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Rocky Bridges now playing shortstop. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-3 in the game. Seaburn hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Bauer strikes out. Two outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Carey hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berberet settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Yost bunts towards the mound. Herbert fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-4 in the game. Bowling hits a fly ball into left field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-4 in the game. Maxwell hits a fly ball into left field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Kravitz pinch hits for Harry Chiti. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Klimchuk pinch hits for Ken Hamlin. Luke Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 0-for-3 in the game. Herbert strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Danny Kravitz now catching. Bob Johnson now playing shortstop. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cash for the out. 1 out. Al-Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kaline hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Colavito hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berberet hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lump hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Herzog takes first base on ball 4. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-4 in the game. Seaburn is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sisler bunts towards the mound. Herbert fields it and throws to first for the out. Bridges moves to second. 1 out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-4 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-5 in the game. Bowling hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kravitz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Bauer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Tuttle pinch runs for Hank Bauer. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Tuttle moves to second. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tuttle moves to third. 1 out. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz is 0-for-1 in the game. Kravitz is walked intentionally. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to home to get Tuttle. Kravitz moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Dick Williams pinch hits for Ray Herbert. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Tuttle now playing center field. Russ Snyder now playing right field. Marty Cutina now pitching. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 5 in the game. Maxwell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Tigers. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. Cash hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2 for 5 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cash moves to third. Johnny Cux now pitching. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. Colavito strikes out. One out. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berberet hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. Snyder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lump hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Snyder moves to second. Clem Labine now pitching. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Herzog bunts towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Snyder moves to third. Lump moves to second. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 5 in the game. Seaburn is walked intentionally. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Snyder scores. Lump scores. Seaburn moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.